Docket number here is 4730WR105, the application of the Village of Pleasant Prairie for authority to adjust water rates. This is Mike Newmark, the Administrative Law Judge for the PSC, and appearing for staff today. Just announce your names, sir.
Andrew Fisher, Rate Analyst.
Kathleen Butzloff, Public Utility Auditor.
Okay. And who do we have that will be speaking today for the utility?
This is Kathy Gassel, Finance Director for the Village of Pleasant Prairie and the utility.
Okay.
Do you want the other people here to introduce themselves?
Is Mr. LaHaye going to be speaking at all? Will he verify any of the documents?
Yeah, I'll verify the application and the attachment 19. Dan LaHaye with Baker Tilly.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's probably all we need for the moment. So so let's get started. We'll start with the utility. So we can start either with the application or the exhibit. Who wants to go first? The notice to customers, I mean. Who wants to go first with those?
Should we just do the application first?
Sure, that's fine. So let me swear you in first. So please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm? Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. So the application documents, like I said, the main document and the attachment 19, are those the two you want to verify? Any others?
I think the utility would do the other the notice to customers.
There's a response letter as well. I think it's a letter, the response to the staff revenue requirement document. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, okay. I can sort of that one too.
You'll do that one too. Okay. All right, so for those three documents, you're familiar with those?
Yes.
And are they complete and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yep.
All right. Do you have any comments?
No comments.
Okay. All right, so now we'll turn to, I guess it's Ms. Gessel, is that right?
That's right.
All right, and you would like to verify the notice to customers? So let me swear.
Yes, I'll verify the notice to customers.
Okay, so I'll swear you in and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm? Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, so the notice for customers, is that complete and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
All right, any other comments?
No, that's it.
That's it, okay. All right, so anyone else wish to speak on behalf of the utility?
No.
All right, that's fine. So then we'll move on to commission staff. So we'll do revenue requirement first. So Ms. Butzloff, raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm? Tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. And you're familiar with the revenue requirement exhibit?
Yes, I am.
Is it complete and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Any comments?
Not at this time.
All right. And cost service study and rate design, Mr. Fisher. Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And is that document, you're familiar with it first?
Yes.
And is it complete and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Any other comments?
No comments.
All right. So we'll turn back to Pleasant Prairie. Any members of the public in attendance now?
Yes, one person arrived.
Okay. And did that person wish to make a comment?
You said no.
Okay. All right. So there's an opportunity to write a comment on the appearance slip. So if the person does want to do that before they leave, please collect that slip as well and then provide it to us on the IRF site. Otherwise, I think if you could have the utility fill out its appearance slip and also put that on the website, you should have an appearance slip that's called a party slip. So it just has space for all the names for the people in attendance from the utility. So that'd be good to have that IRFed as well.
And we'll do that.
All right, great, thanks. So anything else? Nothing from staff? No? All right. So at this point, we can adjourn the hearing. I'll turn off the recording and wish you all the best.